This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Assam is now the center of unlimited possibilities and gateway to Southeast Asia and India. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati today. Speaking before a large gathering of diplomats, prominent industrialists, foreign delegates, the Prime Minister said that Assam will be a manufacturing hub of eastern India and urged the industrialists to reap the benefits of this strategic location.
Advantage Assam Summit ka pehla edition ayojit hua tha. Tab Assam ki economy 3.75 lakh crore rupiye ki thi. Aaj Assam kareeb 6 lakh crore rupiye ki economy wala rajya ban gaya. Yani bhajpa sarkar mein sirf 6 saalon mein असम की इकोनॉमी की वैल्यू डबल हो गई है. ये डबल इंजन की सरकार का डबल इफेक्ट है.
The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chain in this region. India is working on a mission mode for low-cost manufacturing process. The Prime Minister said that the law and order situation of Assam has improved during the last few years as the center and the state government have signed several peace accords. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed on decentralization of better medical facilities and more research in the healthcare institutions in the country. The president was addressing the centenary celebrations function of Patna Medical College and Hospital at Bapu Sabha Ghar in Patna. The president said if medical facilities will be available in smaller cities, it will ease the pressure on big institutions. Giving an example of roping in AI and robotics, she said, use of technology will enhance capacity and precision in treatment of patients. The president expressed her happiness that the PMCH was developed as the world's second largest hospital with more than 5,400 beds. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today conferred gallantry, distinguished service and meritorious service medals to personnel of the Indian Coast Guard at an investiture ceremony in New Delhi. A total of 32 medals were presented, including 6 presidents, Tatrakshak medals for distinguished service, 11 Tatrakshak medals for gallantry and 15 Tatrakshak medals for meritorious service. Comptroller and Auditor General of India report related to Aam Aadmi Party government's liquor policy has highlighted that the policy led to a loss of revenue of over 2,000 crore rupees of government exchequer. The report, which was tabled in the Delhi Assembly by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today, flagged several discrepancies in the way city excise department monitored and regulated the supply of liquor in Delhi. The report found the violations in award of licenses to wholesalers, retailers, hotels, clubs and restaurants. It added that the department was issuing licenses without checking various requirements related to excise rules and terms and conditions for the issue of different type of licenses. In Telangana, situation at the Srisailam Left Bank Canal Tunnel is still serious with no access gained to reach out to the stranded persons even on the fourth day of rescue operation today. All-out efforts are underway with rescue teams from the Army, Navy, Disaster Management and local authorities making concerted efforts. Over 3,50,000 devotees have visited the Digital Experience Center at the Mahakum 2025 in Prayagraj. Blending spirituality with innovation, the center is bringing ancient mythological tales to life through modern technology. The UN Security Council has adopted a US-drafted resolution appealing for a swift end to the Ukraine conflict and urging a lasting peace between Russia and Ukraine. The resolution received 10 votes in favor, none against, and 5 abstentions, including France, Britain, Denmark, Greece, and Slovenia. The document reiterates that the principal purpose of the United Nations is to maintain international peace and security and settle disputes peacefully. Meanwhile, in a surprising turn at the UN General Assembly, the United States broke ranks with its Western allies and sided with Russia on a key Ukraine resolution. India abstained as the Assembly passed 2 resolutions naming Moscow as the aggressor in Ukraine. The U.S. voted against Ukraine-led resolution condemning Russia's invasion alongside Moscow while China abstained. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.